It seemed terribly unfair that the cowboys went inside to eat a big lunch and left us dogs to starve at the yard gate. We dogs needed nourishing food just as much as the cowboys did, but when it came time to eat, they always went into the house and left us to take care of our own foodly needs, which meant eating tasteless co-op dog food kernels out of a greasy, overturned Ford hubcap. Fine. We had done it before, and we could do it again. I turned to my assistant. Drover, let's make a run up to the machine shed and grab a bite of lunch. This could turn out to be a long afternoon.
Yeah, and the longer it is, the afternooner it seems.
What?
I said, oh boy, dog food. I'm starved.
He was gone, racing around the north side of the yard and heading for the machine shed. I went streaking after him and had to go to Turbo 5 to catch up.
Drover, wait a minute. Hold it. Halt. There's something we need to discuss.
I got him stopped just before he reached the machine shed. He gave me a puzzled look.
What's the deal?
The deal is that you got a head start on me, and that's cheating.
Yeah, but I'm starved, and when you mentioned food...
I know, Drover. I understand. On the mention of food, you became a slave to your lower instincts. He lifted his nose and sniffed.
Yeah, I didn't notice it before, but it does kind of stink around here.
I gave the air a sniffing. Really? That's odd. I don't smell anything. Are you sure you smell something? Give me a description of the odor.
Well, let's see here.
He sniffed the air three times.
It reminds me of dirty dogs.
Dirty dogs? Not likely, son. We're the only dogs on the ranch. He sniffed again, and this time his nose ended up pointing at, well, in my general direction.
Oh, I get it now. It's you.
I gave him a stern glare. What are you saying, Drover? Are you saying that I smell bad?
Well, because if that's what you're saying, let me remind you that I not only don't stink, I smell just the way a dog should smell.
A dog should smell like a dog. Here, listen to this.